Welcome back. Chillicothe leading 20-6. 4 points for Peyton Fork, four for Adler Marshall, two each for Bransgard, Sewell, Willard, Paff, and Burke. Playing time for Swift and Boone. Lexington has two for Matthew Wilson, Tanner Coolin, and Nick Johnson. 20-6, it's Chillicothe's basketball to start the second quarter. Jack Willard receives a midcourt pass. Gets it to Bransgard, give back to Willard, left wing, and there's that play, lobbing it up to Bransgard. Lob was a little low, and Bransgard tried to dump it off on the low post and went out of bounds off of Lexington, it looks like. Willard inbounds it, low post left, gets it to Sewell, left wing, back to Willard on the baseline, lob inside to Bransgard. Bransgard works around Wilson, gets it to fall with a wink, a blink, and a nod. Good job by the sophomore Bransgard. That's that bland pedigree from his mom's side. Baseline tray for Matthew Wilson from the left side. Doesn't fall for Lexington. Chillicothe leading 22-6, their biggest lead of the game. Bransgard left wing. Up top to Marshall. Give inside to Walker Graves, and Graves for two. And it's an 18-point lead now for Chillicothe. They've been on a pretty good tear here in this game. Timeout, Lexington. Minutemen want to talk about it. We'll listen to this and be back in 30 seconds on KCHI. 7:03 left, second quarter. Chillicothe 24, Lexington 6. And Lexington inbounds at their half the court to Jonathan Taylor. To Tanner Coolin, right wing. Nice dish inside to Wilson. Turn around, shoots over top of Big Walker Graves, and Wilson with the bucket. Nice little fadeaway baseline, low post jumper by Matthew Wilson. 24-8. 16-point Chillicothe lead now. Lexington getting set to send a player into the next opportunity. Feed inside to Adler Marshall on the low post. Steps around the defender, puts it up and in. A quick step around the defender. And Marshall with six now, 3 of 4 from the floor. It's an 18-point Chillicothe lead, 26-8. Shot doesn't fall underneath for Wilson. Graves the rebound, hands it to Willard. Jack Willard, top of the circle. Bounce pass up top to Marshall. Around the horn they work it. Bransgard drives inside. Leaves it out top for Graves. Walker Graves from three didn't get it to fall. Rebound by Bransgard. Marshall doesn't fall. Bransgard gets the next rebound. And Graves posts up inside. And he's not going to miss the low post shot. So a couple of misses there. But when all is said and done, Chillicothe gets the points. 28-8, a 20-point lead for the first time now. Whistle as Lexington brings the ball down court, tries to run their offense. This is pushing off on Jack Willard. His first, second team foul, three team fouls on Lexington. Crumble will inbound it as Logan Marshall checks in and Nick Johnson has a breather for the Lexington Minutemen. Crumble looks to inbound it in the corner now to Matthew Wilson. Out to Coolin, up top to Taylor. Working it inside. Crumble ties it up, has it tied up with by Bransgard. So Bransgard reaches in, ties up Crumble. And checking back into the game is Gavin Schneider. And Crumble will get a little breather. Possession arrow pointing Lexington's way. Minutemen keep it underneath their own basket. Chillicothe by 20, 28-8. Inbounds pass goes to Coolin on the wing. He works it now up top. Circle left to Taylor. Taylor, three ball. That one doesn't fall. Bransgard trying for the rebound. Nice job by Marshall to save her from going out of bounds. Right side, nothing for Bransgard. Up top to Graves. Dishes inside to Adler Marshall. Marshall holding his right forearm. Looks like when they blocked the shot, hacked him on the arm, and he'll go to the line. Jonathan Taylor with his second foul for Lexington. First one in for Adler Marshall. First trip to the line for Adler. He's got 7 points. Walker Graves with six to lead Chillicothe. 21-point lead, 29-8, Chillicothe. Second one is in. Marshall makes both of them at the free throw line. 8 points for Marshall to lead the Hornets right now. Coolin brings it down court. Leaves it on the wing for Logan Marshall. There's a Marshall on each team on the floor right now. Logan Marshall, right wing for the Minutemen. Dribbles once. Leaves it up top for Coolin. Coolin saw Matthew Wilson underneath, but Walker Graves read Coolin's eyes and tipped the ball out of bounds before it could get inside to Wilson. Schneider inbounds it up top to Coolin for the Minutemen. Coolin working against Connor Sewell's defense. Sewell sticks right with him. Coolin has to give it up to the wing on the right side to Logan Marshall. Lob inside to Wilson. Shoots over Graves and gets it to fall. Good effort by Matthew Wilson that time. He's got six of the Minutemen's 10 points, and it's a 20-point lead, 30-10. Chillicothe midway through the second quarter. Wilson with a block on Graves, and Wilson brings it down court. Graves calling out defensive assignments. No one's over on Marshall, Logan Marshall. Marshall tries a baseline tray, doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe the rebound. Feed to Bransgard on the baseline. He loses the hot potato off his fingertips and out of bounds. So an opportunity for Lexington to get a little closer. 30-10, 4:15 left to play in the second quarter. Chillicothe has never trailed in this game. They opened the game with a pair of free throws and haven't looked back since. Right side, Logan Marshall. Feed inside to Wilson. Wilson trying to get around Walker Graves. Drug his foot across the out-of-bounds line. And Adler Marshall still kind of holding that right forearm elbow area. Looks like he got a pretty good hack there. And he's a gamer, tough young man. He stays in the game. If he can walk, he's going to stay in the game as long as he can. Right side, nice lob into by Willard into Marshall. And Adler Marshall is red hot tonight. He's getting great feeds from his teammates. The assist by Willard that time. 32-10, Chillicothe midway through the second quarter. Drive up top, Johnson drives to the free throw line, leaves it for Schneider. Circle right now to Logan Marshall for the Minutemen. 3:32 left to play first half, 32-10. Lexington trying to find an open shot. They shoot over top of Marshall that time, and Schneider gets it to fall. His first points for the Minutemen. 32-20, Chillicothe by 20 with 3:17 left in the third. Willard, three-pointer, wide right, claps his hands, or Sewell, rather. Sewell, wide right, goes out of bounds, claps his hand together. He's sure he's going to make the adjustment next time. Sewell comes out, Graves comes out, Marshall comes out. So we have Willard, Paff, Fork, Burke, and Bransgard in the game right now for Chillicothe with 3:08 left in the second, leading by 20, 32-12. Trying to deny Lexington's Matthew Wilson the ball. He looks to be the tallest player, I guess about 6'2", maybe. And John Burke called for reaching in. First one on Jonathan Burke. Lexington goes the inbounds play over to Logan Marshall. Nothing's open from him. Top of the key, Trey, in and out. Couple of steps behind the line. Tanner Coolin had a good look at it. Step too far back, perhaps, as it rumbles around and pops back out. Chillicothe the rebound. They get it down court. High post to Jonathan Burke. Burke drives inside. Leaves it for Fork on the opposite low post. He's tied up. Up top to Willard. Willard tries to send it back into Fork, and Logan Marshall steals it for Lexington. Schneider pops the tray. Circle left, and Lexington has their first tray of the game by Gavin Schneider. Timeout on the court. We're back in 30 seconds. Hornets lead at 32-15 on KCHI. So a quick timeout on the floor. We're back to action. 2:30 left to play first half. 32-15. Chillicothe is led from the first basket of the game. Willard across the timeline. Chillicothe playing the goal to the left. They're the visitors on the scoreboard. Feed into Burke. Traveling. Burke took one too many steps before he started to dribble. Opportunity for Lexington. Chillicothe leads at 32-15. Adler Marshall with 15. Walker Graves with 6. 6 for Matthew Wilson of the team's 15 points for Lexington. Up top, Schneider hands it to Nick Johnson, one of the starters, who's back in the game. Coolin right wing. Back to Schneider on the baseline. Tried to skip it inside. Tipped out of bounds by Peyton Fork. Isaiah Boone checks in, and William Perry for the first time will check in. So that's 11 players Chillicothe has used in this first half. Bransgard and Willard sets down. So all five starters are catching their breath right now for Chillicothe. Lexington gets it in across the paint on the baseline to Logan Marshall. Ball stolen by C.J. Papp. He lobs it, and it was tipped by Lexington, controlled by Boone. Boone sees the free Burke at the free throw line. He turns around, hands it top of the key to Fork, and Fork shaked and baked and forgot to turn the oven on. He's called for traveling. So Lexington will inbound. Backcourt, minute 46 to work with in the first half. 32-15, Chillicothe leading Lexington from just about the opening whistle. Circle left for Nick Johnson, around the horn to go baseline right, this time from three. No, that one doesn't fall, that time for Seeley, who's one of three from out there. Rebounded by Nick Johnson, and then lost it out of bounds. Chillicothe's basketball backcourt. Lexington sets up their half-court defense. Man-to-man defense for the Minutemen. C.J. Papp across the timeline. He's picked up there by Schneider. Fork up top, gets it free throw line to Burke. Burke puts it on the floor once. Pivots, shoots, one-handed, doesn't get it to fall. Boone tries to tip the rebound. I think he got part of the wrist of Nick Johnson. And it is on Isaiah Boone, his first. Fourth team foul for Chillicothe. Each team with four fouls. Coolin crosses the timeline, gives it over left wing to Johnson. Nick Johnson has his pocket picked by 6'7", Jonathan Burke. And Chillicothe up top to C.J. Papp, the sophomore, working the right-handed dribble to the right side. Tries to lob it into Burke. Out of Burke's reach, Coolin comes up with it, leaves it underneath for Schneider, and good teamwork. Schneider the bucket, and Tanner Coolin the assist. Schneider has five of his team's 17 points. Doesn't fall from the free throw line for Chillicothe. So Chillicothe's lead was 22 at one point. Now it is 32-15. As Chillicothe knocks the ball out of bounds. Brenton Florence checks in. Pretty sure I used to work back in the day with his father. Bobby Florence, back in the old Lexington radio days from eons ago. Circle right, Logan Marshall drives inside, kicks it out. Schneider shut off from three, around the horn they go. Someone's looking for an open shot. They go right side to Logan Marshall now, right wing to Schneider. This one off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Papp with an easy rebound, Schneider one of four, and that's how the half comes to an end. Chillicothe, a strong first half, 32 Lexington 17. Lexington, something to talk about in the locker room. They end on a minus 7-0 run. We're at the half. We'll talk stats next. 32-17, Chillicothe leading Lexington at NCMC. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.